It's Friday, August 22nd, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. Katima Mulilo is now under the administration of Urban and Rural Development Minister James Sankwasa after local councillors were removed for their involvement in a land for vehicle corruption scheme. News on One says the ministry announced that Sankwasa met with the town's council staff to ensure a smooth transition, with the dismissals formalised through a gazetted notice on the 15th of this month. Sankwasa underpins that transparency and accountability are vital to regaining community confidence and pledged that essential services will continue without disruption. Windhoek yesterday saw the inaugural NetBank Future of Business Conference, where entrepreneurs, SMEs and industry leaders discussed strategies for owner-managed businesses to adapt and succeed in an evolving economy. Project coordinator Ruke Kakunga underscored the importance of the conversations held.
Looking back at what transpired yesterday, I am overwhelmed with joy and I'm just very shocked at how well the event went. We absolutely sold out. We want to especially thank our naming sponsor NetBank for coming through for us in such a huge way to make this event possible. The presentations were amazing. I got to sit in on the communication session, which was so mind-blowing, with Namibian speakers, and we also had a South African speaker there. Everybody has information overload right now. We want specific solutions to our businesses that are going to help us to make sure that we stay sustainable and that we succeed in the future.
Minister Inga Dhamwani-Kamui of Agriculture, Fisheries and Land Reform met with representatives from the Walvis Bay fishing industry on Wednesday. The meeting addressed pressing sector challenges and highlighted the ministry's commitment to maintaining a vibrant, sustainable and inclusive fisheries industry.
The ministry will continue to encourage local value addition within the fisheries sector. Our policy framework establishes mandatory local processing requirement that will require all quota right holders to progressively increase the local value addition component.
To South Africa, where the DA is calling on Gauteng's Premier Panyasa Lesufi to fire Health MEC Nomantu Nkomo Ralehoko after the High Court enforced its ruling on the province's cancer treatment backlog. Gauteng High Court Judge Yvette Dipenaar noted irreversible harm as patients died waiting for radiation while others became ineligible for treatment. Dipenaar found the health department's failure unlawful and unconstitutional. The DA's Jack Bloom.
The court has ordered them to abide by the original order in March this year, provide urgent cancer radiation treatment to save the lives of cancer patients. Premier Lesufi should fire Health MEC and head of department because they are failing to fix this department, and cancer patients are dying because of the lack of urgent radiation treatment.
In the U.S., the White House is facing difficulties in its efforts to broker a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia, with reported resistance from the Kremlin over Ukrainian security guarantees. It's also reported that U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will lead diplomatic talks with allies over what security guarantees for Ukraine may look like. Mitch McCann has the report.
The White House has projected a sense of optimism after Donald Trump's recent meetings with Presidents Putin and Zelensky. Their hope stemmed in part from what they described as an allowance for Ukrainian security guarantees as part of any agreement. However, it appears that may not accurately reflect Russia's current position or may have been misunderstood. Russia's former president, Dmitry Medvedev, wrote on X, "It's been explicitly stated, no NATO troops as peacekeepers." Meanwhile, Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said Mr. Putin would be willing to meet Mr. Zelensky, but gave no time frame and suggested Zelensky's legitimacy could be an issue.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.